was listening to you this morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Monday, November 16, 2020, the regularly noticed Upshur County Commissioners Court. Ms. Gentry's not able to be with us today because of a health issue in her family, and so she's excused. I'm going to go ahead and declare a quorum is present. First thing we're going to do is ask Mr. Gene Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer, and then Mr. Nicholson will lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day, all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, and we pray this day, dear Lord, that you lead. Father, lead this court and help us, dear Lord, to make the decisions that will benefit the people of Upshur County, and that we can go forward and be a blessing to all that's there, as you have been a blessing to us. Help us to do your will and follow after you in everything. Bless America. Heal our country. Deliver us from the unrest that has seized our country at this time. We pray your will to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both. Before we go any further, I want to just give a personal word of thanks to Miss Slover, who's sitting back there, who redid the shrub bed at the tax office. And that is very thoughtful and civic-minded of you, ma'am. Thank you.
I'll re-trim them in like February, trim the rose bushes back, so.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we had the Eagle Scout out here. I'll get him in here later to give him an award. He really straightened out that rose bushes and everything by the flagpole. But every little bit helps, and I wanted to thank y'all. Miss York, give us the COVID count this morning.
All righty. Today we have 560 total cases. We're questioning the 28 active cases, but they've updated us to 17 deaths. This is up from November 2nd. We had 567 active cases and 7 deaths.
So right now it's 560. What do you think explains this 28 active cases count?
I know that we're behind. You know, we can only release what we are given. And I know that they have to follow up with people to see if they're still active. I mean, if they still have symptoms. We know people who are active for 2 weeks solid or 3 or, you know. So we're not sure how they're getting their active case numbers. The thing that bothers me is we're up 56 cases since November 2nd.
But that's not surprising, seeing what all's in the media. But just so the public understands, they used to update us with these numbers every business day, sometimes every other day. Now they're only doing it once a week on Monday mornings. And I hate to say this about I know the folks that are doing this are inundated with work. I don't see how we could only have 28 active cases, but I don't call the shots.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're getting that number, because we know there's people out there sick, and I could probably count 28 on my hand.
Is there any word on what the schools are going to do?
New Diana has, her high school and middle school has closed until December 1st, or until November 30th. Because of so many teachers and students, and they can't get any substitutes for the teachers that are out. The elementary is still in right now, but the middle school and high school are done. And that's the only one I know of at this time.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Item 2 on the agenda, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes. C, the payroll. D, budget amendments. E, accounts payable. F, auditor reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, a copy of a check and explanation of funds from TransOil Marketing LLC for Upshur County school land, resolution of the Upshur County Commissioners Court, which contained our nominees to fill vacancies on the Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Judge, I think I'd like to mention about payroll. There was a request on timesheets for the clerk's office, district clerk's office, to change some payroll, and there's no one here to represent that. And I think we ought to decline those rate increases until we get more clarification.
All right.
I'll second it.
Otherwise, I motion for all the other things to be accepted.
And a second?
Yes.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through 2F, save and accept the payroll changes requested by the district clerk's office, which we will carry forward until one of those representatives can be here. Any further discussion?
Does that even include the new hire? The new hire cannot be hired until further discussion?
We don't know if that new hire is coming in as a receptionist or a clerk. And if it's coming in as a clerk, it skews the whole thing, is what she's put on her rate sheets. So I think you have to hold up till we have some information.
I can't do nothing. Normally, if you want something done up here.
Has she worked? Because if she's worked, we got to pay something. We can't not pay
it. It says effective date November 9th. If she's actually worked, then we'll have to pay her,
right.
But she doesn't have to be hired. We can
right.
Stop her as of today.
Right, and we can, and it's my understanding the pay is okay. According to Diana Cecil, you go ahead, and if you have to make an adjustment later on, you can do that.
All right. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number three, discuss and take action to approve changes in the wording of the minutes for Commissioners Court meetings of February 28, 2018, item 5, and December 16, 2019, item 5. Mr. Nicholson.
Okay, this is just some basic housekeeping. When this was originally put on the agenda in 16, this does not change anything as far as county roads and anything goes. This gets some uniformity done. In 2016, when this was put on the agenda, it was as Saddlewood Subdivision Road. And then when it was put on the agenda in 2018, it was put on as Saddlewood Estate Road. And so that needs to be changed to Saddlewood Subdivision Road. And then in 2019, it came in as Saddlewood Road. And so we need to make sure it says Saddlewood Subdivision Road. And then at that time, it changed from Saddlewood Subdivision Road to Clover Lane. So this is just basically some housekeeping, keeping wordage. And it don't change anything in the, as far as the road goes and everything else.
In other words, you had the same road under different names.
Yes. Yes, sir. And it just basically clarified it all up, made it all uniform.
So the name of the road is supposed to be what?
Right now, the name of the road that's filed is Clover Lane.
But it needs to be what?
No, it stays Clover Lane.
All right.
We're just correcting the wordage in the minutes from 2016, 2018, and 2019 to make sure it states Saddlewood Subdivision Road. And at 12/6/2019, it changed to Clover Lane.
Okay, the third time was 2016 and 2018?
Yeah, and the third time, 2019.
Okay.
And the minutes have been corrected, so basically all we have to do is just vote on these corrections.
All right.
And so that's my motion.
I have a second.
Motion and a second that we amend the minutes of this court from back in 2016, 2018, and 2019 to make all those minutes reflect that the original name of the road was Saddlewood Subdivision Road. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Saddlewood Subdivision Road.
So that'll tie together and it ends up being named Clover Lane?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number four, discuss and take action to approve a temporary part-time receptionist position for the district attorney's office for January and February of 2021. Mr. Byrd, do you need to speak to us on that?
I can, Judge, just briefly. The nice young lady in my office is going to be off beginning in January to have her first child. She is going to return. We, due to a retired employee in our office, I've discussed this with the auditor, and there's enough money in our general fund line item to pay this part-time position. Be 20 hours a week, mainly to help us at the front desk and answer the phone. So no additional funds would be needed from the court for this.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll take a motion on number four.
Motion to approve the temporary part-time receptionist position for the district attorney's office for January and February 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve Mr. Byrd's request for a temporary part-time receptionist January and February 2021. Any further discussion?
Wouldn't that, even though it's part-time, would that person be eligible for our medical coverage?
No, sir, because we're only keeping under 20 hours a week, and so until they get over 20, that's when that triggers. Okay. So that won't be an issue for this position.
Good. He went and straightened all that out with our auditor.
Thank you.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you, Mr. Byrd. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
Number five, discuss and take action to allow for reimbursement of expenses incurred for Medicare Part B, Medicare Supplement, and Medicare Part D drug plan premiums of eligible spouses of current employees who choose or have chosen to opt out of the Upshur County's medical plan. Mr. Burker.
That's on me. Just to additionally improve our insurance, we've been working on stuff like this for 7 years that I've been here, and this is just another step to maybe enhance it a little bit, whereas if an employee remains in the employment of Upshur County and they choose to their spouse to opt over to Medicare to save the county an awful lot of money, right now the employee is paying about $143 a month for the spouse coverage, and what I'm proposing here is that the county reimburse any expenses over that up to $350 that would be eligible expenses for Medicare Part B, a supplement, and a drug plan. We've right. already got everybody covered on dental, and the an eligible employee who opts out for Medicare, we've got them covered. So this is just an extension of that. This saves the county an enormous amount of money going forward. Just in the premiums, it's about, if you use the COBRA rate, it saves the county about $600 a month,
right.
Just in premium cost, not to mention the claim possibility of up to $75,000 that would be eliminated. And for the employee, they would no longer have a $4,000 deductible.
And plus, I'm going to save the $143 too.
Well, they'll pay the $143, but it's everything over the $143 up to $350. I opted out, and in my case, my total package was $270 for me. So the $350 number seems to be a pretty good number. So anything over $170 up to $350 generally will cover the cost of any move to that, and then the spouse, and it saves $4,000 annual deductible on their medical claims. The county saves up to $75,000 in medical claims, and over around $600 a month just on premiums. It's just a way that going forward, after y'all next year's budget. You'll have some, hopefully enough people will move off of this, and you'll have some newfound money that maybe can go toward some raises or something like that. So That's where I'm at on it.
Said about $1,000, and that's the claim of $600 a month on premium.
Roughly.
Did you talk to Rachel?
I've spoken to Rachel. I might add this. If an employee no longer is employed, no longer can this continue, the spouse or the employee. I mean, it stops.
Well, as long as they're employed by the county.
As long as they're employed by the county, that stops. As far as proof is concerned, in order to provide the treasurer's office something of proof of your expenses, you're going to have to come up with your own mechanism to pull down your statement or whatever you paid, either from your bank account and just line out your account numbers and all that. But if you had being drafted in your bank account or from the Social Security office against your Social Security benefits, so sometimes when the Part B comes off of your Social Security benefits, the federal government automatically deducts that. But it's the same for everybody. It's $144. But you still need to we got to have some documentation for the treasurer's office, so you'll have to provide that. So, and either pull down your bank statement or another statement, but you'll have to provide that for the treasurer. And I wondered if a signed, I don't know about this, what about a signed affidavit of expenses? Would that suffice? It would be illegal to sign that affidavit. You could be charged. Mm-hmm. You're taking county money. Would a signed affidavit suffice for these expenditures?
I think it would as a lawyer.
So the top of a generic form, just have them fill it out, sign
that. If the treasurer would be satisfied with that, with legal information here, that might be satisfactory. Would that be satisfactory to the treasurer's office?
They could get a copy of the bill and turn it in too, couldn't they?
It's difficult. For example, in my case, when I opted out, the insurer agent, they could provide me one time with my first billing, but then they'd have to continue. They're not going to do it anymore. It's the Mutual of Omaha, whoever it is, that's drafting my account. So I'd have to provide my bank statement. Because it's a draft.
I'm okay with an affidavit.
Are you good with
that? Treasurer's okay.
Draft something up and see how we like it, if that will
work. Okay.
That's my motion to allow spouses of current employees to be included in a reimbursement program of any expenses over $140. $3 they're paying now, up to $350.
Second.
Motion and a second that we allow for reimbursement of expenses incurred for Medicare Part B, Medicare Supplement, and Medicare Part D drug plan premiums of eligible spouses of current employees who voluntarily choose to opt out of our medical plan. And I think the spirit of what you're trying to do is it doesn't dock anybody anything for switching over to Medicare.
Right.
But even though the whole maneuver is still voluntary.
Voluntary.
All right. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. A brief story about affidavits, you guys. When I was a young lawyer, we're having court in here, district court, and a fella worked out a deal. You weren't the DA, Mr. Bird, and it wasn't DA's fault, but they got him to plead out, and he signed that form, said he hadn't been convicted of a felony. And I felt like a few of us helped him sign that, you know, hurry up and fill it out. And he signed it and got probation. He got sentenced to 25 years in the pen, like 6 months later, for filling out that form. It was false. And just to tell you the way, yeah, a lot of people can cheat on things, but there's serious consequences if you get caught. Anyway, that and a couple of dollars will get you a Coke at the Sonic. Number 6, discuss and take action to canvass the 2020 general election results. I'm sure everybody's had a chance to look over the election results, and y'all need to give me permission to certify that the figures on the tally sheets that we have here correspond with the returns.
I make a motion that we allow the county judge to certify election results of the 2020 election.
Second.
Motion and a second that you allow the county judge to certify the election results for the November 3, 2020 general election. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number 7.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
You sit down.